Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, TiVo them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I welcome each and every one of you. I hope you came expecting the word of the Lord on today to bring clarity to your life, to deliver, to heal, to set free, because that's just what's going to happen. Glory to God. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want you to make sure that you tune in to all the shows. We're going to first kick it off, amen, with WOW Radio on Tuesday night, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. An awesome, awesome, awesome tag team duo. Glory to God for them. And when they come on Tuesday night, man, they throw the devil upside the wall. They knock him out, turn him over. He don't have time to get up and say nothing because it's just real deal. You get the real deal teaching. So I want to encourage you to come on in and listen to them on Tuesday night at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's ministry with you in mind. It's an awesome, awesome show that comes on, a word from the Lord, in season, out of season. The word is there. So I want to encourage you to keep coming and keep listening, amen, to the word of God that comes on Tuesday night. Then on Saturday, we have Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The show is Faith Come by Hearing. So I want to encourage you, if you missed her on this past Saturday, you missed a treat. My God, my God. Elder went up and down the ladder, good God Almighty. I'm telling you, if you didn't get what you need, I don't know why. But you can also go back and hear it on demand because it's a show, amen, and ministry with you in mind. It's an awesome, awesome show to help you to get what you need from the Lord. You know, sometimes we have to get a little push, you know, because we don't know which way to go, and that's okay. That's why God has his people here, to bring the word of God to you so you'll know which way to go. So I encourage you to go back and listen to the other show on yesterday. It was an awesome show. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And if you come on down on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I'm Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. These shows are all with you in mind, and I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, to speak a word into your life and to hear what he wants you to do and how we're to walk by the word and not the world system. Because so many times now we look at the world system as our only system. Now, God is our only system. Yes, he put things in the world, and everything in the world is not bad. Glory to God. That's why you need to have an intimate relationship with him, so that way you will know what's good and what's bad. Glory to God. Because he will give you that. He'll give you the discerning of the spirit. Amen. To walk in the spirit realm so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I encourage you to come on in and get what you need. This show comes on 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between here, and I want you to roll right on over to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure, amen, after you get through listening to my show, you'll have a little break. Get you some water, some Sprite, some Pepsi, amen. Get that piece of chicken, amen, that you were waiting on, glory to God. And go right on over and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson that's coming on next. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, we're only asking for $25 or more. You know, over here you get some awesome, awesome things in becoming a partner. You know, you'll even get a call. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list. and you get some other things over here. I mean, if you don't just pay and get nothing, glory to God. You pay and you'll get something. And you know, you can't buy God, glory to God. You can't buy him. But you know what? You can support the cause, glory to God. And the cause all leads to none other than Jesus, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and be a part and hear what God wants to do in your life, glory to God. And I encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. It's going to be, I think, on the Yvonne Rouse page, and it's going to be on the Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead and hit them up, inbox them, and let them know that you're what you're in need of. Don't just sit around saying, I don't have nobody to help me, Lord, help me. I don't have nobody to help me. Well, he's sending help. He's giving a worldwide search right now. He's shouting out to those that say they need help right this minute. So I'm opening the door. The door is open. So I encourage you to hit them up and let them know what you need. So I want you to come on in and watch God move in your life. You know, you say you're at a standstill. Well, I can guarantee you, by the time you get through with these two, amen, mentoring you and teaching you and coaching you, you won't stand still no longer. All that will be dead. You will be very much alive in Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. Glory to God, because we thank God that we have leaders, you know, like that, that will open the door for you to come on in. Amen. Glory to God. With all those announcements in mind, and if you have any questions you want to ask about the announcements, you can hit us up on Facebook, any of the WOW team. I think I've gave you all our names, so you can hit us up on Facebook, inbox us, and let us know, and we are going to make it clear. We'll make it clear and make it plain. So hit us up on Facebook and let us know what the need may be. We have one caller that's pressed the one. Before I get ready to open us up in prayer, I'm going to go ahead on and take this call. Caller 917, you are live and on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and your prayer request.
My name is Brother Coleman. God bless you, woman of God. I give God praise, honor, and glory. I just thank God for your ministry. I'm a first-time caller. I'm just excited about being on the airway and just being in the presence of the Lord. And I just thank God this day. And I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. And I just need a breakthrough in a personal situation with my daughter and my goddaughter. I'm believing God to save them. And I just need a miracle. And I need God to just move for me. Amen.
Amen.
My daughter and my goddaughter. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you heard the request, O Lord. Lord, we know, Lord God, you are the mountain mover, O God. Father God, you can save anybody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to draw them closer to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, let the spirit of the living God begin to flow and draw them closer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that they are saved by your spirit, by your power, by the spirit of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they are coming into the kingdom of God to serve you and to be whole, Lord God, in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. God is, God pricking on their heart right now. Glory to God.
Yes.
Do it, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Yes. God is pricking on their heart right now. Glory to God. Amen. Come back and give me the report and let me know, how God moved, because we know him to be the miracle worker and nothing is too hard for God.
And you could pray for me while I'm on the phone as well, too. Have a way the Lord leads you.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for the man of God and his strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you put him around those whom he needs to come in contact with, Lord God, for his ministry to soar even the more, Lord, in
yes.
the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to all those, Lord God, that mean him harm, Lord God, get them out of the way right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because, Lord, we know, Lord God, that only you, Lord God, hey, glory to God,
yes.
can send those that need to be in his life, God. So, Father God, we
yes.
speak it into existence right now in the name of Jesus. No deceit, no deception,
yes.
Lord God. And all the
yes.
itching and burning ears, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to move them also, Lord God. You said every tongue that raised up against them, Lord, you shall cut it down,
yes.
oh God, in
yes,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. So, Father God,
yes.
we thank you, Lord, as you're flowing into the man of God life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Nothing hindered, Lord God. The minister shall go forth, Lord God, with power
yes,
and clarity.
Yes.
In the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
thank you for calling, man of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Glory to God. And we're going to move on. Amen. In the word of God. Hallelujah. I want you to go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 14. Amen. And I'm going to open us up in prayer really quick. If anybody else desires prayer at this time, you can go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in. Amen. While you're turning to Luke chapter 14, I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. But first of all, amen, before we got online, the Lord was telling me to there's someone who has a business. I don't know if you're online. If you are, you can press the 1 and come in, or you can, amen, listen by the way of whichever. Glory to God. You can inbox me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you can get online and come in. But there's someone who has a business. And he said, you've been asking God to let your business flow, let it flourish. In other words, you want it to come up higher. You want to be able to make more money than you're making. Well, let me tell you what he's saying. What he's saying in that situation, you got to get rid of the riffraff. You know how those people will come and they want to hang around, you know, the good old boys and the good old girls, and they want to hang around just to get something free. Glory to God. It's okay, amen, to give. He said, give and it shall be given. Yes. But there are some just come to take you down, you know, glory to God. So what you got to do is you got to get rid of all the riffraff. Everything that's not prosperous around there, get rid of it, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, get rid of it. You need to clean up your shop. He was telling me, he said, you know, you are the shopkeeper. So guess what? Glory to God. You got to get rid of those that's hanging around it. Even if you have some old rags and stuff, different stuff laying around and you know it ain't doing no good, get rid of that too. Glory to God. Because the one thing about it, you know, God don't dwell in the unclean place. Now, just think about it. When people come and they see all this, that's hanging around, and do you know you're not? They are not gonna stop. They said, I ain't gonna stop there. There's too much going on there. I don't know what they're doing there. Glory to God. You want to look presentable. You want to present yourself in an excellent way. So when they come by, they can see the glory of God all over your shop. Hey. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. And it will draw people unto you, glory to God, hallelujah. So that's what you got to do. Get rid of everything. Now, don't mean you're no good. Get rid of it, hallelujah. And all them want to come and just hang around just to get something free, glory to God. Yeah. Tell them, not this time, hallelujah. Clean it up, hallelujah. And so God can move and he can help you, amen, to come up higher to where you should be. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for today, Lord. We thank you, God, how you spared our lives on today, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, everyone on this line and under the sound of my voice to move by your power, by your spirit, by your might, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everyone that's seeking, oh my God, a job, Lord, we ask you to move on their behalf, oh God. Everyone that's seeking comfort and peace in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, you to be the comfort keeper, Lord God. You to be the peacemaker, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All the turmoil that's going around and happening in their house, we say, Lord, go in and deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that need healing in their body, that they are healed, healthy, and they are whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, heal them from the top of their head through the sole of their feet, God. everywhere they tread their feet, oh God, lead and guide them, Lord God, into all truth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for cutting away everything that's not like you, God. Every dead branch that's hanging on the tree, oh, good God Almighty, cut it away, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Raise them up higher, Lord God, so they can begin, Lord God, to walk and listen to when you're speaking to them, Lord, so they can hear the Spirit of the Lord dwelling on the inside of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God, because we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have ears, Lord, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying as you're moving them out of the gloom and doom places, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and you're bringing them into a place, Lord God, of fellowship with you, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's trying to attach itself to you, oh, good God Almighty, God is going to move it, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't go back, hallelujah, and don't look back, glory to God, hallelujah, oh, my God, because you don't want to just turn in, hallelujah, to a pillow of salt, good God Almighty, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into our message. I'm going to go ahead and get into our message. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to get there. Glory to God. Listen, God is cutting away some stuff. You know, we said it on some shows, but I can literally fulfill him. Keep pulling. He's pulling. He's been pulling and he keep pulling on you. He ain't going to keep pulling. Glory to God. What he's going to do? And he's been pulling so long. Yes, he said, one plant, one water, and God give the increase. Yes, 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 and yes. But what's going to happen? God's going to stop pulling and tugging because it's what you want. You want to stay in that place that you're in. Glory to God. You want to stay. Oh, yes, I hear you, Lord. You want to stay down there. Hallelujah. Glory to God in Lodabar. Glory to God. But God wants you to come up higher and calling you up higher. My goodness. Those that think you think they're your friend, but they ain't your friends. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what a friend you have in Jesus. Huh. Oh, my God. Glory to God. That's your friend. Hallelujah. But listen, he ain't going to keep pulling on you. I'm just telling what he said. He's not going to keep pulling and tugging. Glory to God. He's been tugging on you for some time. So now is the last tug on here. He said today is the last tug. This is the last one. And you're going to wonder, what happened, Lord? Why I don't feel like I used to, Lord? What's going on? Because you've been straddling the fence too long. You know, who told you you had a fence to straddle anyway? You've been straddling too long, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how the world perceives it. But you don't have a fence to straddle, glory to God. So come out today. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into my message. My message today, amen, all people are important to God. Oh, that means everybody is important. Glory to God. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Let's get into the message. And it came to pass, and he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day. And they that watched him, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. You know, they said that, you know, during our day and time, glory to God, I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but let's go ahead with it. Glory to God. You know, they used to say the dropsy was like fluid. They had fluid build up around your heart, and it would make you swell. Glory to God. So that's what we're talking about here. There was a swelling, glory to God, a man that was before him, because he went in the Pharisees' house, you know, to eat, you know, glory to God, to eat bread with them. And there was a man there who was swollen, glory to God. And Jesus answered and spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? He was asking them, you know, is it lawful for me to heal on the seventh day? Now, you know Jesus wasn't going to just sit there, amen, glory to God, knowing who he is. He had the healing power down on the inside of him, glory to God. Hallelujah. He could heal whatever was coming up, whatever was around him, wherever it was. You know he wasn't going to just pass it over. Hallelujah. But he asked them the question. Hallelujah. Now, just think about it. This man was there with them. Now, they didn't have no power to heal him because, you know, those Pharisees, they only believed they were traditional people, and they didn't believe in healing on the seventh day. So come on now, glory to God. You think that Jesus was just going to let him just sit there swollen like that? Hallelujah. Nah, it wasn't going to happen. Because can you imagine when Jesus stepped in the room and he seen the man, can you imagine the swelling was going down then because the anointing was right there. Oh, my God, in the place where he was. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And they held their peace. They didn't open their mouth. And he took him and healed him and let him go and answered them saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out of the seventh on the seventh day? You just think about it now. And I'm just imagining in my mind, you know, that he couldn't have been no kin to him. You know how it is, because, you know, it don't matter when it's your kin folks and no more. You know, you're going to get down. You're going to go ahead. You're going to push the plate back. You're going to push all them grits and ain't going to eat them grits and them eggs. And you're going to push all that back when it's some of your kin folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So guess what? Hallelujah. He said, do you think if you had somebody that belonged to you, you know, if it's something that belonged to you, you're going to go ahead and speak healing over it right then? Go. Let's move on. And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden. When he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou be with shame to take the lowest room. You know, just think about it. When you go in a place somewhere, you know, I've watched people, sometimes they go to funerals and they go to churches and they said, I'm going to go and sit here. Now, the usher said, well, you know what, I want you to, if you don't mind, could you please sit back here? Well, I don't want to sit there. Glory to God. You know, I am this and I am that, you know, and do it really matter, you know? If you go in and you sit where they ask you to sit, and then they see you're sitting where they ask you to sit, and it's just honorable, they may come back and say, well, you know what, let's take you to the front then. We know, I was in a church, and I was the usher, amen, and this woman, you know, she was sitting on the pew. She was a pastor, praise the Lord, and she was, and I knew that, you know, and they said, well, they want you to go around and make sure you get everybody's email address, and, you know, so we could send them more information on different events that was going to happen here at the church. I said, okay, I can do that. I'll do that. So I went over. I said, ma'am, I said, do you mind, could you give me your email address? You know, so we want to send you a little bit more information about what's going on here in the church. She said, well, I am a pastor. I said, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, I knew who she was. Hallelujah. But I said, ma'am, I understand that. I said, but all I need is your email address so we can send you more information. I mean, she almost jumped out of her seat, said, I am a pastor. I said, yes, ma'am, I know that. Thank you so much. But I still need your email address so I can send this, amen, so we can send you more information. You see what I'm saying? You know, when you go in a place, you know, you don't have to rat and rave. You know, just do what they ask you to do. Glory to God. Because, you know, you don't have to exalt yourself, but God will exalt you in due season. You know, first you got to get humble. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about that too. Let's move on. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the Lord's room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friends, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. You see, amen. God will do it. God will do it in his own timing. So you don't have to worry about that. You know, you can go to funerals in different places now, you know, and sometimes they don't even have enough room for the family. But you see, all these people done already got there. Well, I'm going to get there early so I can get them a seat. You know why they're going and getting them a seat there early? So they can see who's going to cry the loudest. I think that's a shame. Instead of being there praying for the family to see if there's any more people coming in, if they had any outside children, they had, let's keep it real. If they had any more husbands, if they had any more whatever, you know, and who's the auntie, who's the uncle, who was married to them, and all that different stuff. They ain't going to lift the family up. They just going to see who came, who was it. They done passed, but they ain't going to help the family. They going to see, amen, what chaos is going to happen in the church. Good God Almighty, let's move it. Hallelujah. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You know, you don't have to exalt yourself. You do not have to exalt yourself. He will exalt you in due season. First of all, you got to become humble. You know, if you can have leaders and you don't know, you know, you don't want to listen to what they're telling you. You know, you just don't listen at all. Let's just tell it like it is. You just don't listen. They'll tell you, well, this is what you need to do. Do it like this and do it like this. I want you to do it like this because I want you to operate in excellency. That's all right. That with me, that's all right. Glory to God. But then when you can't do what your leaders ask you to do, then guess what? You ain't doing what God asked you to do. Because if they can tell you to do something and you're not doing it, then that means if God telling you to do something, then you ain't doing that either. Because in order for you to be humble, you gotta do what those God have set in place, telling you to do. If you can't do that, then you ain't gonna do nothing else because you exalt your own self. So guess what? You're gonna run into a problem when you exalt your own self. But if God be with you and he exalts you, baby, guess how high you can climb? Glory to God. The sky is the limit. Glory to God. But you gotta learn how to humble yourself. Humble yourself. Just humble yourself. Let's move on. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbor, lest they also did thee again, and a recompense be made thee. Let's move on. I want to read 13. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed by the resurrection of the just. You know what? Ain't it something? You know, I hear a lot of this good old boy, good old girl syndrome. You know, there are people, amen, glory to God, there are people, I'm going to go there are people in the church, glory to God, that are ministers and prophets and pastors and teachers. They probably can preach the chandelier off, as you know, I was told, amen, in a training that they can preach the chandelier off, but that still don't make them the leader. They can preach better than, you know, the man of God in the pulpit, but that still don't make them the leader. When they come down, they still got to be humble and be up under that leader that God has placed over that sanctuary. So we don't have to fear, glory to God, because God will open up a door. And he says, see right here, you know, it's something when you just get them same old ones that you know. Glory to God, to come in, and that's what you use. Okay, you come preach mine, and I'll preach yours. You give me, and I'll give you. Hey, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing for God. You just doing something for each other. Glory to God. Then you have church meetings, and you won't invite those outside, but you always get them same old one already in the church trying to tell them a word. They should already know the word. They're in there, so you know they should be getting what they need. But there are some that don't even go. Them the ones you should be inviting. You know, sometimes people don't invite. They only invite those that they know that can pay, you know, a certain amount. But that's just not right. Glory to God. That's just not right. You don't give them only those that can give you. Sometimes you're going to have to give them that you know can't give you a dime. Glory to God. Because you know all of your help going to come from God, and all of your increase and your income going to come from God. Glory to God. That's where it's coming from. Hallelujah. Whether you're in the church or out of the church, it don't matter. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, and he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. In other words, he invited many people. And do you know, let's see, who did he invite? And let's see what happened. And sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. He was telling them, come on, you know. It was people that he already knew. That's the thing. It's people that you already know. How about them that you don't know? It's easy to preach, amen, to the choir. So how about preaching to God, to the lost? Glory to God. You can't expect the pastor and the pastor and the deacon them to do it all, but you know that they're thinking that all of us are called to minister. So we need to go out and minister to the lost. Glory to God. They can't do it all. Hallelujah. I know they got certain committees. Yes, yes, and yes. I understand that. But still, if you meet somebody and you know they ain't saved, then you could be help to them to help them along the way, glory to God. And you really, you can, hallelujah. And that's what we are there for. Now, see, he was getting this ready for all his friends, all of them he was getting it ready for, all of them. Can you imagine? He had the fat pig with the apple in his mouth. He had the half a cow ready, amen, on the grill turning. Glory to God, we bring it on down 21st century. Amen, glory to God. He had it all ready. He had the finest wine. He had the good, amen, the freshest fruit. Hallelujah, glory to God. He had it all laid out for him. Let's see what happened to all his laid out stuff. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuses. What did you say? The first one said unto him, I have brought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have no excuse. Have me excused. Look, see, they start all them that he knew, okay? Then they start to make excuses. See, those were the ones that he had supped with. Those are the ones that he had ate with. Those are the ones that he depended on to come, you know, to make him look so important. You know, ain't that something? You always want your foe and no more. Glory to God. Well, sometimes it don't work out. Let's see what else happens. And another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. See, everybody was starting to fall away. The ones that he thought was more important, you know, of coming to the meetings and preaching in the pulpits and all those different things, those that you think are important more than those out there in the street that can come and give me a certain amount for my anniversary, you know, that can come and pay a certain amount in the church. Well, you know, they already say, let's invite them, hallelujah. So we ain't got to worry about nobody up in here shouting, you know, and all that different stuff. But they need to shout and come on and get saved, but let's go on. But, you know, see, start to make excuses and fall away. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. In other words, he came and told him. Now, how do you think he would feel it? I know he was a little bit hot right then. Don't you think he was a little bit mad? Then the master of the house, being angry, and said to his servants, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. He said, go out and get them out of the street. Glory to God. Don't you know it's easy? You can minister to those that's in the street, hallelujah, better than you can minister to those in the choir. Glory to God, because they already done been there so long, and all they wanted to do is sing their little song, amen, sweet Jesus, oh my God, one moment with you, glory to God. And, you know, and if they don't get to sing their special song, then guess what? They get mad and won't leave church. Oh, hallelujah, help us, Lord. You know, and he said, go out in the streets. Glory to God, and get my people, hallelujah. You see, that's the way we should be. You know, we should be more Christ-like. Go out in the streets and get those people out in the streets to come on in, glory to God. Don't look for the pastor to do it all. Don't look for, amen, don't look for the apostle to do it all. Don't look for nobody to do it all, glory to God. They can't do it all. They can't run the church and do it all. That's why they have to designate people to do certain things, because they're wearing themselves out. And you should be, amen, in a place, amen. If you done been up on them a while, you should be in a place where you should be a help and not a hinder. Oh, God, good God Almighty. I didn't charge y'all nothing for that one. He just gave it to you. Glory to God. But, you know, that's the way it should be. When he went out there and he started to get them out of the street, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. You see here, glory to God, he was given illustrations. Jesus was speaking in parables. He was telling them, you know, how to do it. You know, there are certain people that if they can't give nothing, people don't want them around. Glory to God. And there are certain ones, amen, well, you know what? You give me and I give you. You give my ministry, I give your ministry back. Glory to God. But what about someone else? Glory to God. Whatever you need may not, the anointing may be on a different, in a different place where you can get what you need, glory to God. So you don't have to reach outside of your little basket, glory to God, hallelujah, and give to someone else's ministry. Now, here we're going to go here with this right here, glory to God, hallelujah. Mm. Now, if you done came over here, I'm talking about on the WOW, Worldwide Ministries, glory to God, hallelujah. If you done came over here on Tuesday night, if you done came over here on Saturday, you done came here on Sunday both times, amen. You done came here and even, you know, hit them up on Facebook and inbox them and won't pray and all. I'm going to tell you now, glory to God, you have got delivered, healed, and set free. Then you need to give an offering to this ministry. Yes, I hear you. You know, and I heard you saying she always talking about money. Well, let me help you out. Glory to God. That left $1,000 that you got saved in the bank, glory to God, it could be gone in a drop of the hat. You need more than that. So I'm encouraging you, if you done came over here, and even if you ain't, it don't matter. If you believe, amen, in the Lord thy God and God pricks on your heart to give to this ministry, then you give it. Don't let nobody cut your blessings off. Don't let nobody tell you that them folks ain't real. Amen. I didn't aim to go this way, but we're going to give it to you. Amen. You get some good manna today. Amen. Grab hold and chew it up and swallow it. Glory to God. Don't let nobody cut your blessings off, because people will cut your blessings off short. Hallelujah. They'll cut you off from where God wants you to be and who he wants you to give to, just because they don't want to give. If they don't want to give, let them keep their little $2.50, amen, as someone always say. Let them keep theirs. But you come on and you give yours, because you expecting God to do it. See, sometimes we don't believe, amen, what God is saying. But when he put people in our life, glory to get us healed, get us delivered, get us set free, then that's where we need to go. Whatever, because whatever you need in your life, it may not be in your ministry. It may be in somebody else's. Not to saying that you don't give to your ministry. Glory to God. But if you come over here, apparently, amen, you got something missing. So God wants to make it whole. So I'm going to encourage you to come outside of yourself, amen, and do whatever God is pulling on you and pricking on your heart to do. Don't back up because he say, she say. You hear a lot of that. Glory to God. But it don't matter. Oh, glory to God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. It just don't matter. Oh, my God. Because you're going to need more than them $1,000. You know, something can happen in just, like I said, a minute. That $1,000 is gone. Hallelujah. So then if you got seed already in the ground, planted in the ministry, you can call on them seeds. Hey, glory to God. And it will grow. You got some growth in the ground. Glory to God. You can start to water your growth and watch it sprout up what you need. It may be a car. It may be a job. It may be healing. It may be a loved one being saved. Glory to God. It may be that you need got a broken relationship that you need God to mend. Whatever it may be, you can call on God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, ain't it good? Glory to God. I can hear it. I can hear it. Can't you hear it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. See right there? He was saying all them that he asked to come, he said they ain't going to taste. Hallelujah. They ain't going to taste it because guess what? They all said now they ain't coming, you know. God wants everybody to taste it. And that's why he told them to go out in the hedges and the highways and compel those lost to come to Christ, you know, so they can taste and see how good God is. See, these people here, they got so caught up. Think about it. They got caught up in their own stuff. But just think about it. Hey, before long, they probably all up there sitting there, you know, around the round table eating all them fat goats and glory to God, them goat sushi and all that. And they, man, they had the pig, like I said, with the apple in his mouth, roasting the half a cow. Amen. A big T-bone chuck steak. Amen. They had it ready. They were eating. But then all of a sudden, when they came up a little higher, glory to God, and they began, amen, well, you know what, we don't need to go over there no more, because I might have to give him, amen, some of my, you know, some of my stuff. I might have to give him a couple of my oxen, and I might have to give him some of my stuff, so I ain't going to go to his meeting. You know, I'm good now. Hey, glory to God. You got to watch what table you go and eat at, too. Glory to God. And if you're going and eating at the wrong table, let me help you out. Turn around and come back now. Glory to God. Because everybody table you can't eat from. Hallelujah. Because they ain't serving the same thing. They ain't serving the right food. Glory to God. And they serving you sushi when you should be eating steak, then you better get up and get to walking. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a little bit. And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said to them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. See, he was saying here, glory to God. See, you know how people say, well, you know, I am a disciple of the Lord. I love the Lord. But you know what? You can't hate your family. You can't hate people. You cannot hate people. You got to have the love of people. All people are important. It don't matter whether they do you wrong. It don't matter whether they kick rocks on you. It don't matter whatever they may do. But guess what? All people are important. Remember that. How are you going to love the Lord thy God and then you're going to hate people? You can't do it. It works hand in hand. You got to love God's people in order for God to move in your life. You can't be, you know, a lot of them say, well, you know, I remember what my mama did, you know, back in the day. She did this to me and she left me. You can't go all that. You got to know, hallelujah, who you are in Christ. You know what, mama, I forgive you for whatever happened. You know, daddy, I forgive you for whatever you did. How you walked away from our family, Lord. Daddy, I forgive you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. How, Lord God, you walked out on your children. I forgive you, Daddy, when you went off with someone else and left us there for mama to raise us. It don't matter. You got to learn how to forgive. I forgive you, mama, when you left me on the doorstep. It don't matter. You're still my mama, and I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I got the love of God in me. Oh my God, he's grown me up. He's put my feet on solid ground. Good God Almighty. It don't matter, hallelujah, how they may treat you on a job. It don't matter. You still got to love them regardless. They may step on your toes. They may do you wrong. Good God Almighty, but you still got to love them anyway. Hallelujah. They may come to you and cuss you out. It don't matter. You still got to love them anyway. When you got the love of God in your heart, hallelujah, then you can be a disciple. But if you ain't got the love for God's people, you can't be no disciple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't love one and not the other. Oh, my God. How can you love someone that you ain't seen and then you love, you see your brother and sister that you see every day and you can't love them? Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. It just don't work like that. Let's move on. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Glory to God. You got to have love, first of all. And when you're seeking after God, you got to have love in your heart to seek after God. You know, there's someone who has not opened their heart up to love. You know, girl, you can say, yeah, I love you, I love you, I love you. Love is what it does. I say it all the time. Love is what it does. Hallelujah. If you see me all the time and you don't never, you always want to turn your head and not say a word to me, and then you don't want to act like, you know, I'm there. I'm just using me as an example. So when I say I'm talking about them, glory to God. And you see me and you act like you don't see me and I don't want to be around them and I don't want to be around people, then baby, you ain't got no love. Hallelujah. Because God put people here for a reason. And some of the same people that you're meeting on the street is some of the same people that God put in your life for you to go and give them a word. But guess what? They won't listen because they see how you treat others. Glory to God. Let's move on. Amen. Ain't it good? Hallelujah. For which of you intended to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost whether he have sufficient to finish it? You know, do you sit down and think, you know, Well, you know, you said, Lord, I want to build a house, and I need to see how much it costs. Let me count up the cost. Do you sit down sometime and think about, Lord, I want to follow you to the fullest. Let me count up the cost of what it's going to cost me. You know, I don't know why people think when they come over here in the kingdom of God that it is not going to cost you nothing. Say, oh, Lord, I'm saved. No, baby, you're going to have to forsake all others. That's the word right there. In order to follow him, he said, you got to count up the cost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What it's going to take to build that house, you got to count up the cost of what it's going to take for you to follow Jesus. Glory to God. Because it's going to take something. You know, I always hear elders said, you know, yeah, you can get saved, but the anointing, and I like the way she says it. She said anointed. It's going to cost you something. Glory to God. In order to be anointed, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you giving up some TV time. It's going to cost you giving up, hallelujah, some stuff that you like to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But have you counted up the cost? You know, when people get ready to build a house, they count up the cost. And then all of a sudden there may be extra things that they might have to add to it. So that's the same way it is in the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Huh? Hallelujah. You got to count up the cost. Although you may get like halfway in and then you said, oh my God, I didn't know, Lord, I got to do all this. Yes, it's okay though. Glory to God. Because as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Glory to God. My God, you got to learn how to count up your costs. Good God Almighty. Because his grace is sufficient enough, hallelujah, to take you through whatever it is you got to go through. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about it, hallelujah. You see, when you get up on top, don't think that you got there by yourself. That's what most people mess up at. You say, okay, I'm my own boss, okay, and I'm going to exalt my own self. No, you ain't your own boss. You don't even belong to yourself. And you can't exalt your own self. God will do the exalting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're in a season now where God wants to bring you up in a quick tailspin, because, you know, he's to return soon. Jesus is to return soon. So he don't want you to catch, you don't want him to catch you with your work undone. There are souls that are attached to you. It ain't all about your foe and your no more. You see right here, he thought he had it all together. Glory to God. When Jesus was giving the parable, now think about it. All these people, amen, that he had ready to come to his party, but all them people out there in the street, you know, compare the lost, the blind, the maimed. Those are the ones that you want to make sure that you're calling in. Those are the unsaved people, so they can come on in and know who Jesus Christ is before he returns. Hallelujah. Don't let him catch you. Hallelujah. Count up the cost of what it costs. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, you're not the boss. Just count the cost. Hallelujah. It's going to cost you some prayer time. It's going to cost you some getting away and reading, amen, the word and meditating. It's going to cost you, hallelujah, some instant in season and out of season being ready, huh, to give a word with the hope that lies within you. Think about the cost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You got to think about it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think about everything, but and Jesus ain't in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, he was speaking in parables here, and he was telling them, you know, glory to God. You don't think I'm not going to heal him? Hallelujah. On the seventh, it don't matter whether it's on the seventh, the third, the fourth, the fifth, whenever. If you see someone that needs prayer, glory to God, and you know you're living right, let me help you out a little bit. And you're righteous, you better get to praying for that person. Because guess what? Just because it ain't none of your family, it don't matter. You don't always have to go, amen, and say, hold up, let me lay my hand on you. About to lay your head and push somebody down. If that anointing is in you, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, good God Almighty, when you pray in silence, God hears you. Hallelujah. He knows the situation that you are in at that point. He knows the place that you are in. Don't you? I don't know why people think God just ain't nowhere but just one place and he in the house. Glory to God. He's supposed to be in your house, in your vessel, not in your physical house, but he should be in your body. Glory to God. So if you're praying for this person next to you and something is going on in their body, when you speak it, amen, and send it out into the atmosphere, in the inside. God still knows that you're praying for this person, because some places you may get in a place where you may not be able to speak it out loud, but guess what? God knows that you care about this person. You speak it on the inside, hallelujah, but just because it's your, it don't belong to your foe, and no more, you won't say nothing. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. We're living in a world where we have to pray. We have to seek God's face. We have to seek God in everything that we do. Don't get lost out there in a desert by yourself. Hallelujah, just you out there. Don't you know in a desert ain't no water and ain't no camel going to come by either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't think the camel going to come by and give you no ride, because he ain't. Because guess what? If you ain't watered now, glory to God. Hallelujah. And ain't none coming by. Glory to God. You got to water them beforehand. And if you get in that dry desert place, then God will send provisions. He'll send that camel by to give you a ride. Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. But if you ain't sowed no seeds, then don't expect to reap them seeds. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. If anybody desire prayer, amen, at this time, if you would, press the one and I'll bring you in at this time for prayer. But you know God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And search yourself and see. Hallelujah, glory to God. Search yourself and see what side you're on before I give the invitation to Christ. I'm going to give you just a minute. Go ahead and search yourself and see what side you're on. You know, we should be on the right side and not the left, and not out there in third field. Glory to God. We should be right here on the right side. Hallelujah. Living right, living a righteous life for Jesus Christ to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God and help us on the inside. Hallelujah, glory to God. But if you don't know Jesus and pardon him your sin, amen, glory to God, I'm going to give the invitation of Christ right now. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed. Father God, I repent for every thought that wasn't like you, was ungodly. Father God, I repent for everything that I've done. Father God, I invite you in my life, God, to clean me, make me, and mold me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And if you said that, thank you, and welcome to the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing in heaven because you gave your life to Christ, and I want you to contact me on Facebook. The prophet is Martha William, and I have Martha William page also. Contact me. Amen. You can inbox me. Glory to God. If you need any further assistance, contact me. Glory to God, because I want my people to be saved. Yes, they are my people too. Yes, glory to God. Because if I got the love of God in my heart, then yes, they are my people. Not my natural family. Glory to God. But there are those who are lost. Glory to God. Contact me, hallelujah, as we want to pray even the more and to help you to stay in touch, amen, with the living God, with a God whom we serve. So we want you to stay in touch. We don't want you to fall by the wayside, glory to God. Backsliders coming in, glory to God, right now, hallelujah. You're letting all the drugs go. You're letting all the addictions, amen, glory to God. That what you have been used to, that's what you're used to. But come on over here and get the one, amen, glory to God, that can get you, amen, glory to God, where you need to be. You know, sometimes you keep walking back in those familiar spirits. No, not this time. He's jerking you. Oh, good God Almighty. He's pulling you out of that place. Hallelujah. Never to return again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. All the time and all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Don't forget to go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. Her time again is 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to go over and show her some love. Now we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give you a break, hallelujah. Then you can go ahead and get ready for her show, hallelujah. Nobody's pressed to one, so I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Amen. I know the word of the Lord was preached here today, and I know you heard it. Hallelujah. The lines are full. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Whatever word was for you, amen, take it all, because guess what? Hallelujah. One day you're going to need it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. And have a happy rest of the day. Don't forget, show Ministry Lane some love, and we'll see you back here on next Sunday.